Good morning. I appreciate having this opportunity and privilege to share a few moments with you. First, I'm inviting you all to participate in Hawaii Bitswing's Dharma Light Project. The project is a Buddhist education program that offers a series of classes for people who are merely curious about Buddhism to people who are deeply engaged in the teachings of Shakyamuni Buddha and Shinran Shonin. University faculty members and Honganji ministers present beginning classes, usually entitled ABCs of Buddhism or Many Faces of Buddhism. Classes focused on Shin Buddhism are presented by our ministers based on lectures and open dialogue. These classes are usually conducted by Reverend Richard Tennis, Reverend Shigenori Makino, and other ministers. Another Hawaii Bitswing offering is the Futaba Lecture Series that was originally established by a grant from Dr. Alfred Bloom. Special lecturers are engaged to present topics related to general Buddhism, Shin Buddhism, and other Buddhist traditions. Please contact the Hawaii Bitswing office for more information about the Dharma Light offerings and the Futaba lecture. My main topic today is about sharing our stories. I truly wish that we could engage in a dialogue in which we share our life stories with each other in talk story fashion. In this way, we may become aware of what it means to be truly human as we reveal our self-centeredness, share experiences of impermanence, and deeply reflect on the interdependent nature of lives. When a person shares his or her stories, try to practice wholesome listening, be attentive, sincere, and empathetic. Listen without judgment. Listen without thinking about what you need to say next. Listen with the idea that you may never have another opportunity to hear that person's stories. When you share your stories, try to practice wholesome speech. Speak clearly, precisely, and honestly, attempting to assure that you are heard and understood, and that your stories reveal something about yourself that works to develop a positive and harmonious relationship. At worst, you may develop a harmonious relationship that essentially says it's okay to disagree. Consider the last dialogue or conversation that you had with a longtime friend or close family member. In my experience, that conversation topics usually start with ordinary things like weather or recent newsworthy events or sports or food, etc., external things. And as the conversation continues, the topics become more and more personal. Topics that address real concerns, the dynamics within our families, our physical health, our mental health, our finances, our family members and friends who are ill, dying, or dead. In this kind of dialogue, we begin to reveal or have insights about who we are, things that matter and are important to us, things that we focus our energies and efforts. Dialogues or conversations like these are opportunities to become aware of Shinran's teachings about who we are, opportunities to reflect upon our lives and experience or feel the embrace of universal wisdom, the wisdom to see things as they truly are, and ultimately develop a voice that expresses our deep gratitude for the embrace never to be abandoned. After more than 120 years of Jodo Shinshu in Hawaii, I suggest that all Sangha members need to develop a practice of telling their personal Dharma stories to each other. Tell your stories based on your experiences on the Nembutsu path in a manner that helps others hear the calling voice, the promise of universal wisdom and compassion. Based on the historical tradition of Renyo Shonin, who significantly spread the Jodo Shinshu experience through small group dialogues in villages in Japan, I suggest that we sincerely engage in the practice of listening to the Dharma and listening to each other. Reverend Tatsuo Muneto's book, Dharma Treasures, is a collection of poems by lay Sangha members in Kona. Muneto Sensei writes, "While toiling in the coffee groves, these immigrants and their families worked their way out of hardships and discovered shining treasures of the Dharma in the teachings of Shin Buddhism. Their experiences of the Dharma expressed in the following examples Carefully hear the sincere expressions of ordinary people on the Nembutsu path. A poem by Haru Matsuda goes like this. Embraced by Namo Amida Butsu, I vowed not to complain. Thinking thus, I complain. A poem by Nami Sogi, she says, hearing that I am saved by believing, I misunderstood that I must believe. I thought that by believing I would be saved. Such is the mind of illusion. I put my believing first, forgetting Amida's intent of saving me. A poem by Mitsuyo Makinodan. She says, while running away, I was chased by Amida Buddha. Now I have become the only child of Amida. In these expressions, we hear a deep sense of gratitude. In Taitetsu Unno's Shin Buddhism, Bits of Rubble Turn into Gold, he included poems collected from participants in a Buddhist Study Center summer session in August 2000. Here are some expressions. By Mary Tanoi, with righteous fervor I attended to her needs, day and night as she lay hostage to the crippling disease. Then she asked for a measure more, and I bucked. She made me see what I am. Namo Amida Butsu. By Herbert Hamada, consumed with anger, the world is an ugly place. Bathed in happiness, the world is a wonderful place. Aha, the same world. By Edith Maeda, she says, birth at age 50, carried on the boat of Namo Amida Butsu, still I paddled my own boat. Incredibly, a voice asked, where are you headed? In these expressions, we hear self-discovery, dealing with who am I? In an effort to nurture the engagement of people in Dharma dialogue, the Honolulu Honganji Council is offering a Nembutsu workshop on November 10, 2012 at Jikoin Honganji. Reverend Early Keda of Moe Ili'ili Honganji will lead the workshop, and Piper Toyama, Reverend Kevin Kuniyuki, and another person yet to be named will serve on a panel presenting their personal experiences on the path. More information about this workshop will be available soon. Be assured that poetry is only one kind of Dharma expression. This workshop will focus on sharing the Dharma with each other in simple talk story style. It is my hope that this kind of workshop will establish a way for individuals to develop a clear personal voice about living in the Nembutsu. In doing so, collectively, we develop a clear voice that is embraced by Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you for this opportunity to share a Nembutsu moment with you. Namo Amida Butsu.